Peter Carl had been thinking for some time of moving to Spain and starting a computer company. There was nothing tying him to Hanover. He had been divorced for more than a year, and his wife had custody of their 10-year-old daughter. Since leaving his croupier's job in 1986, he had been collecting unemployment. To augment the 880 marks he got each month from the state, Carl occasionally ferried cars to Spain for a local used car dealer. And then there was the money from Sergei. But that business relationship had gradually diminished, and there was no telling if, now that Sergei was calling for a break, it would ever start again. Certainly it was nothing to count on for a steady income. So in early 1989, Peter Carl began to give serious thought to moving to Madrid. He already spoke reasonably fluent Spanish, and Spain had always had a certain pull for him. So he traveled to Madrid, opened a bank account, and looked into renting an apartment. In February 1989, Carl went to Berlin to discuss his prospective new business with Dobb and Hess. He told Hess that he had money to invest in the new company, and he wanted to discuss technical details with his two friends. Hess had come along to Berlin and was happy to offer advice, but he had no intention of uprooting himself from Hanover. He was happily ensconced in his new job, making a comfortable salary of 2,800 marks, or $1,400 a month. He was glad to serve as advisor to the other two, and nothing more. Hess's days of risk-taking were behind him. For Peter Carl, one of the major attractions of a fresh start in another country was the idea of putting the spying affair behind him once and for all. It was certainly one way to ensure that he would never be caught. On the other hand, as time passed, it looked more and more as if they were going to get away with the whole thing anyway.